Azerbaijan is going to Malmo and Eurovision 2024 with Özünle A Par by Fari featuring İlkin Dovlatov. Its song means "Take me with you," but will we be taking them to the grand final? Let's review Eurovision. Yes, Azerbaijan had a pretty good run in the early 2010s, late 2000s, early 2010s. And the last time we were in Malmo, they finished second. I mean, they rigged it in order to finish second, but they still finished second. Will they do anything like that this year? The song is called Özünle A Par. Apologies for the pronunciation. I don't speak the language. But Fari and the other fella are gonna be heading to Malmo. What do we think of it, Emily?
I don't know what's kind of happened with Azerbaijan at Eurovision in the past few years. I feel like last year they kind of really gave up, and then this year is kind of much the same story. It's like they seem to try with Effendi, and when she kind of came 20th, they just thought, right, we're throwing in the towel. Can't be asked. Because this is very much just can't be asked territory. I mean, it's nice not to hear something kind of uber mainstream and English being sent by Azerbaijan, because they were kind of really starting to get into that kind of flow of sending super kind of mainstream. So it's kind of nice that there does feel like there's a bit more kind of culture there in it. But at the same time, it's also just kind of another ballad, and it's not a great ballad at that. They need to get back to sending their girl bops. That's my view. So yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed, basically.
Yeah, you're right. The only time we've actually been able to get excited about Azerbaijan's entries in the last 10 years was Effendi, both of them. Other than that, they've been quite mid every single time. I actually think you've been a bit harsh on it. I don't think it's that bad. It's a decent mix of English and Azeri. You know, it's got some nice instrumentation in it. It feels like it kind of with the sort of soaring strings and things in the chorus. It's got like a slight Bond song quality to it. You know, a Bond film set in Azerbaijan. Oh, actually, The World Is Not Enough was largely set in Azerbaijan. So it's the kind of thing that it would have fit quite nicely into that. I mean, it's pleasant enough. It's better than last year's song. I mean, that's not saying much. It's better than last year, it's better
Yeah,
than the year
while I
before.
was on the floor last year, they've just kind of yanked it up a few inches, but
Yeah, and then the year before that kind of, I mean, I remember saying in that review, it could have been from anywhere. There was nothing remotely, it was in English. It was a very almost Scandinavian forest that they filmed the video in. The performance was clinical. It got zero televote points in the semi-final, for God's sake. So, I mean, that literally was carried through with the juries. So it's my favourite Azeri entry since Effendi, but that's not saying much. It turns up and it's actually, I don't think it's as bad as you're saying. It's not great. But it's not awful, I don't think.
yeah, I think for me, it's when you see what they can kind of do well to then kind of get stuff like this, just feels a bit kind of like meh. But yeah, so Azerbaijan is in the first semi-final. It's going in 12th, so kind of towards the end. Do we think it's going to get through, and what would you rank it personally?
Well, it's going after Sweden in the first semi-final, and I know you can't vote for the automatic qualifiers, and I know you've said in previous videos you don't think actually the automatic qualifiers being there is going to make a difference. I actually think they're going to make a huge difference because even though you can't vote for it, you're comparing what you've just seen to what has come before it and what's, you know, is after it. They still make a difference in the, oh, I've just seen that. So even though people can't vote for it, they're still, if that's going to be in their mind. And I think when you've got something as flashy and as slick and as smooth as Sweden, I mean, that's for a different video, well, whether we like it or not, but I think it's in your face. You can't not tune into it. I think this is going to feel like a real damp squib afterwards, and it's going to sort of it might complement quite nicely because it's quite sort of ethnic. It's quite, instrumentally, it compared to the very machine heavy Sweden. But I just think you're gonna have seen Sweden and then you're like, oh. And that's exactly what happened last year, because Azerbaijan followed Tattoo in the semi-final last year. So I think it would have struggled to get through anyway, but I think the running order being after Sweden has, this is dead on arrival, unfortunately. So I don't see this going through. I'm actually gonna give this a five. It's quite middle of the road. I don't hate it, but it's just Azerbaijan's taking part. So yeah, you are definitely, unless you rig it again, you're not going to be coming anywhere near second this time, unfortunately, Azerbaijan.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of inclined to agree. I think, yeah, particularly if you've got kind of strobing and kind of effects in Sweden, this coming after it does kind of just feel like you've just gone in terms of energy levels. And so whether I just can't imagine it'll stick in people's minds. So no, I can't see it qualifying either. I've given it a three.
God, you've been harsh at the minute. The past few videos, you've not been that pally.
Sorry, it's just I want Effendi, I want Mata Hari. That's what I
You want
want.
a song about a prostitute who was shot?
I want the energy of that performance, you
I
know.
mean, maybe this is about a prostitute that gets shot. Who knows? Take me with you to the shooting gallows. Anyway. That's what we think. Do let us know what you think. The comments are open. Do you think we're, getting all this wrong, or do you think, we're on the money? Do let us know in the comments. Give us a like and subscribe and hit the bell so you'll get notified every time we upload new content. We're also in podcast form. Give us a listen there, why not? And thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next time.